We were talking to Tony Connolly earlier in the programme, and his story about a ban on sausages, mince and prepared meat meals moving between Great Britain and the island of Ireland next year. From the 1st of January under EU rules, even with the Northern Ireland Protocol, these foods wouldn't be allowed into the north because it will still be operating under EU food safety rules. But the UK has indicated that it will stop such foods coming into Britain from Ireland too. The Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, Charlie McConnellogue, is in our Dáil studio. Charlie McConnellogue, good morning.
Good morning.
When did you find out about a UK ban on prepared meats from here?
This is an issue that has emerged over the last number of weeks, and something which officials in my own department have been working with the European Commission officials to discuss and to tease out further. And there has been engagement as part of the special committee overseeing the implementation of the Northern Ireland Protocol under the withdrawal agreement to examine this and to try and see what the way forward could be on it. Obviously, it is something which is concerning. It's a reflection of the many issues which Brexit is causing. Also, the fact that we haven't had an agreed trade deal yet, and discussions are still ongoing, despite the intention and the hope that that would have been resolved previously. This emphasises the importance of a deal being finalised promptly. We're working very hard towards that. But obviously, there's going to be significant work then required in the weeks ahead as well to ensure that the trade is as smooth and as efficient as possible come the 1st of January.
If this ban goes ahead, what are the implications for the meat industry here?
Well, it would... Up until recently, the UK had indicated that it wasn't their intention to apply restrictions on food imports coming in, the same restrictions on food imports coming into the UK as the EU apply in terms of imports into the EU. However, in recent weeks, the UK had indicated that they will reciprocate the same requirements that the EU has for certifying imports. So that obviously now raises a question mark over chilled and non-frozen processed meat exports to the UK. So it is really important now that there is a very strong engagement in the next number of weeks to look at the means by which this issue can be resolved.
How are you going to solve this? Is this brinkmanship?
No, I think it's not brinkmanship. No, it's very much a reflection of the challenges that Brexit poses. It's also a reflection of the fact that we are coming up against the deadline now without there actually being a free trade deal agreed. And it is also a reflection of how complicated this whole issue is and the whole process is. There has been a lot of... obviously, it's really important that under the withdrawal agreement, the Northern Ireland Protocol was agreed, which allows the island of Ireland to operate as a one food island, and Northern Ireland applies the same food safety standards as the Republic, and obviously it ensures that there's no hard border on the island either. But that means that Northern Ireland has to apply then the same requirements for imports in terms of food safety standards as the Republic does. That obviously poses this challenge not only for the North but also particularly as well the same challenge we have for the Republic export into Britain.
But the protocol was sold as the North essentially having the best of both worlds, and under this ban, that's clearly not the case, is it?
No, I think certainly there's no doubt that the Northern Ireland Protocol was a very significant result and very positive for Northern Ireland, and does offer free access in terms of trade to both Britain and the EU, and that offers lots of opportunities.
But Minister,
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
This case clearly shows there was never going to be unfettered access for the North from Britain if this was going to be the case with meat products, even before the UK indicated a ban reciprocally.
But this case does show some of the complications and the difficulties arising from Brexit. And it is one we will work hard to try and resolve. But there's no doubt that the withdrawal of Britain and the UK does pose challenges. But I think overall there's no doubt either that the Northern Ireland Protocol is the best possible outcome for Northern Ireland and indeed for the island of Ireland. But it doesn't remove all issues, and we have to work to iron those out.
And one of those issues, for example, that even if you figure out a way around this particular ban, it could mean that Irish beef exporters to the UK will need an export health cert for every consignment of beef, and that's going to be expensive. Is that going to be the case for all those exports?
Well, this issue here is specific to chilled processed meats.
Yes, but just to work through some of the other complications that are on their way.
Yeah, no. So across the board, from the 1st of January, regardless of whether there's a free trade agreement negotiated the next number of days and a week or two or not, there's going to be significant changes coming the 1st of January. In that, the Britain will become a third country, and that does put additional administrative requirements on all companies exporting to Britain, and it means that they need to have their paperwork and their processing systems in place to ensure that they are prepared for that. I wrote just last week again to some 20,000 food companies and small and medium enterprises, emphasising the importance of everyone looking at their supply chains and also looking particularly at the process and requirements that are going to be on them from the 1st of January.
To be specific on this, is that going to be a requirement for every consignment of beef that's being exported, that it's going to need an export health certificate, which in this case would need to be signed off by a vet as well?
There will need to be documentation put in place for all exports going to Britain after the 1st of January. It varies across different products, but certainly there will be additional certification required over and above. Certainly different to what it is at the moment, where Britain is part of the EU. Each company does need to look at what is going to be required for them. Obviously, critical to all of this as well will be the completion of a good trade deal in the next short period of time. If we don't have that, that will obviously make trade a lot more complicated and a lot more expensive, and mean tariffs for many products too. But we are working hard to ensure that that doesn't happen. But that, regardless of that, companies do need to prepare now for the 1st of January to ensure that they have their systems in place so that the trade can operate freely from then in the event of a free trade agreement.
One of those sticking points in trying to reach a free trade agreement is fish. Do you accept that Ireland and other EU coastal states will have to lose some quota and access if a free trade agreement is to be concluded?
Well, I think it's one of the outstanding issues, and very much because it's a real difficult one and challenging one, and certainly it's something which is really important for
Ireland. We know that, but do you accept that Ireland and other EU coastal states will have to lose some quota and access?
Nothing has been accepted in relation to what the outcome will be. Our objective has been to emphasise the absolute importance of fish to Ireland, the fact that it employs 15,000 people domestically, it's worth over $1 billion to the economy, and we have working with the 7 other EU maritime states as well. I've had many meetings, including with the Commissioner for Fisheries, Sinevicius, and also Commissioner Barney, as have other members of the government, to emphasise the importance.
Will you accept any quota loss?
Excuse me?
Will you accept any quota loss? Apologies for interrupting. We do understand the importance of fisheries. I'm just trying to get answers to these questions.
The chairman of the negotiations, Michelle Barney, is engaged with the UK, obviously, in terms of the detail of negotiation. But our emphasis has been in terms of ensuring that we protect our quotas and we protect the interests of Irish fishermen. Obviously, we are working hard to ensure that there's a deal. But in doing so, we want to protect the quota share that we have at the moment in every way that we can.
I know you want to protect it, but will you accept any quota loss? Apologies for asking again.
Listen, I mean, our emphasis, negotiations are ongoing, and I mean, our emphasis is at all times in terms of working with the Commission and getting the message across the importance of fisheries to our country, and in terms of ensuring that in terms of the way the EU approaches that we do seek to protect them in the best way that is possible.
Separately, you're a member of Cabinet. Are you in favour of opening restaurants and pubs that serve food from next week?
Well, I think the Cabinet will be meeting now at 9 o'clock this morning, and we will be meeting again later on the day. And the way that we have approached things at all times over the last period of time has been about putting public health first. And I want to commend the tremendous effort that the people have made across the country in relation to restricting their movements and following public guidance in relation to trying to bring numbers down. And it's encouraging to see that they are coming down. So how we approach it in relation to how those restrictions will be eased will be very much informed by by public health first and foremost. Obviously, we would like to see the economy operate as freely as possible, and it's very important for businesses that the all businesses would like to get back to a situation where they are operating. But it has to be done in the light of what we need to do in terms of keeping the public safe, and that will inform the discussions that we will be having this morning around that, and again later on in the week.
If pubs and restaurants were to open next week in your own county, for example, that could mean that in Donegal they would be open, whereas across the border in Derry they wouldn't. Would that concern you that people might travel across the border to avail of hospitality on your side of the border?
No, I think there has been a situation, unfortunately, over the last number of months where there's been different restrictions on each side of the border. But I think, by and large, people have been followed the guidance very, very clearly, and taken on board the strong advice that they've been given, that we have to stay close to our homes and within our homes, unless we've had really essential reasons for either going to work or coming out to do essential business. And that advice will remain in terms of following the public health
guidance. Could an exception be made for Donegal?
No, I think the whole country, it's important that the whole country should move as one. I think Donegal has, people of Donegal have worked really hard in relation to trying to bring numbers back down in terms of restricting their movements, and also in terms of restricting cross-border movements. And certainly, I think it's important that we do have a unified approach across the country.
Charlie McConnell, Minister for Agriculture, thank you for coming into our Dáil studio this morning.